Welcome to the Apple for Hits podcast. Hello there, and thank you for listening to this podcast. My name is Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I would like to review an app called Scanner Radio Police and Fire. For short, I call it Scanner Radio, but that's the full title that you will find in the App Store. I don't know what the availability is like for countries, so please note it may not be available in all countries. All right, so let's get down to it. What is scanner radio exactly? Well, it is exactly like that. If you have ever heard of a scanner, you can follow like the police departments, fire department, EMS, or you can even follow different sports events, railway, airports, and even local NOAA weather here in the States. So this is something that you are interested in and you would like to listen to the different various scanners that's available and the scanner radio, which, by the way, has just literally thousands of different scanner feeds that you can join in and listen to across the world, which is really kind of neat. I like that. I've been listening to some of the, you know, unfortunately down in Australia, they've been having some pretty bad brush fires, and you are able to chime right into the fire department that's in the way in that part of Australia in live time. If you have interest, listen to your police, fire, EMS in your local area, just to keep track what's going on in your local area, and just sit back and just listen to it. Basically, what I do is I have this running in the background, and usually it's just for background noise. I'm one of those that had to have music or something going on in the background when I do work or I concentrate things. I know it sounds weird, right? But anyway, that's how I do it, and I like to listen to different scanners. So if you're one of those people, give this a whirl. I have tried many different types of scanners out, and a lot of them are mostly accessible, but this one is fully accessible, which is what I really love about it. And I think it's much easier, simpler to use than the other scanners. This is a free app. It does have ads in the app itself, but you can also do an in-app purchases to remove the ads for you. So let's just dive right into it. It is called Scanner on the apps on your home screen.
Scanner.
Now we're going to do a one-finger double tap to open this.
Scanner. Favorites. Heading.
All right, so the first screen you're going to get is your favorite tab. There are tabs along the bottom. Let's explore those first. So let's go to the bottom left.
Selected. Favorites. Tab. 1 of 4.
Obviously, that's your favorites, which we just opened. There's 4 tabs along here. We have favorites.
Browse. Tab. 2 of 4.
Browse.
Alerts. Tab. 3 of 4.
Alerts.
Settings. Tab. 4 of 4.
And settings. Obviously, the favorites is pretty self-explanatory. You can select different scanner radio to be your favorite. So if you have a favorite feed, you can put that onto this first page. So let me show you an example of what I have here.
Lee's Summit Police and Fire Dispatch. Jackson County, Missouri. Public Safety. 16 listeners.
Okay, so it basically told me that it's my local area. So this is my Lee Summit Police and Fire, and there are 16 people listening to this particular feed. And it tells me what county I was in as well. This is just kind of a nice way to access something to your favorite very quickly and easily on the first page. So you can see it's pretty accessible there. Let's go down to the second tab here.
Browse, tab 2 of 4.
That is where we are going to go into and explore all the cool things you can find. So double tap on this. And we're going to go to the top.
Selected. Nearby. Button. 1 of 3.
We have 3 options. We have nearby.
Popular. Button. 2 of 3.
Popular.
All. Button. 3 of 3.
And everything. Right now, by default, it's by your location. So I'll show you some of the feeds here as I go to the right.
Search. Button. Less than 25 miles away.
So it can now has broken this down. Anything that's less than 25 miles from the location I am at. You're going to hear the various different things. There's many different type of feeds. So I'll give you a few here. I won't do all of them, but just enough that you can get an idea what is available.
Lee's Summit Police and Fire Dispatch. Jackson County, Missouri. Public Safety. 16 listeners.
That's the one I use, and that's the one I always listen to.
Sugar Creek Fire. Jackson County. Kansas City International Airport Tower, KMCI, Jackson County, Missouri, aviation, 1 listener.
I stopped on that one on purpose. As you can hear, that is the KCI airport. That is the International Airport out here in Kansas City. So if you're interested in listening to commercial airlines, communication from the tower to airplanes, that is the frequency you want to listen to.
Jackson County Public Safety, Kansas City, Southern Platte, Raytown, Kansas City Metro Area Fire, EMS, Kansas City Wires X Room 28900, Kansas City Area NOAA Weather Radio Kid 77, multiple counties and states, weather, zero listeners.
That's the one I was telling you about. This is our local NOAA weather radio. So you can actually listen to the weather radio that is broadcast across the radio, and you can do it right here. Those are pretty good ideas. If you keep flicking to the right, there are going to be more and more you can look at, and that'll get to the point where it says beyond 25 miles, and you'll find more things to see outside of your area. Let's go back to the top left.
Selected. Nearby. Button. 1 of 3.
Where the nearby tab was. Now let's go to the next one.
Popular. Button. 2 of 3.
Go ahead and double tap on popular.
Selected. Popular. 2 of 3.
Now, as you can imagine, this is going to give us the most popular feeds that's available. So let's go to the right.
All. Button. 3. Search. Button. Chicago Police Zone 10, Districts 10 and 11, Cook County, Illinois, Public Safety, 488 listeners.
That is pretty hopping tonight. 488 people are listening to the Chicago 11th and 12th Precinct, I'd say it says. But that is, we will come back to that and give you kind of an idea what that's like.
Portland Police and Multnomah County Sheriff Dispatch, Multnomah County, Oregon, Public Safety, 203 Emergency Services, Mid, North Coast, New South Wales, Australia, Public Safety, 234 listeners.
There's the one I was telling you about in Australia. That's been a hot, popular one lately because of the brush fires I have, unfortunately. And you can just double tap that, and that is in Australia in the Wales section. So gives you some pretty good idea of what you get in those two tabs. Now, the last tab is the...
To all. Button. 3 of 3.
Is the all button. This is kind of nice. It'll break it down in different types of genre that you're looking for in particular. So if you double tap this.
Selected. All. 3 of 3.
And go to the right.
Search. Button. By area. Button.
You can break it down by area. So if you want to listen to something in California or in United Kingdom, you can select those countries and see what fees are available.
By genre. Button.
Here comes the by genre.
By source, button.
By source.
By newest, button.
And newest.
Open player page, button.
And then at the bottom is your media player area. I'll give you a little teaser here. We'll go by genre.
By genre, button. By amateur radio, button.
All right. Yes, we have amateur radio. If anybody's out there that got ham repeaters out there that can intercept those ham radios, you can listen to different various amateur radios.
Aviation. Button.
There's the airlines, commercials.
Disaster event. Button. Marine. Button. Other. Button. Public safety. Button. Rail. Button. Special event. Button. Weather. Button. Open player page. Button.
And there we have the list of genre. So you get a basic idea of what all kind of scanners feeds that you can listen to. Those are quite a bit, isn't it? So let's go back to the popular here.
Back button. Back button. By genre, button, selected, all, button, 3, popular, button, 2 of 3.
Okay, we're back here, double tap that.
Selected, popular, 2 of 3.
Let's head on over to the Chicago one, since that's the most active one that people seem to be listening to, so you can get an idea what it sounds like and what kind of controls is at your fingers.
All, button, 3, search, button. Chicago Police, Zone 10, Districts 10 and 11, Cook County, Illinois, Public Safety, 496 listeners.
All right, to open this. Just do a one-finger double tap.
Close. Button.
No further
Close.
Information. Button. 10th District. 1231 South Millard. 1231 South Millard.
I'm going to put a stop on this.
Stop. Button. Stop.
I found the stop button towards the bottom, and we will get to that, but I know where exactly it is. It's at the bottom left, and I just double-tapped on the stop for right now so I can be able to talk to you without interruption. But I'll give you a little bit more of that in a moment here. So let's go back to the top here.
Close button.
Okay, so we have the close button, which is at the top left-hand corner. And as I swipe to the right.
Now playing. Heading. Remove ads. Button.
Here is the remove ads. This is where the ads is. You can just skip that.
Chicago Police, Zone 10, Districts 10 and 11.
Gives you a description of what I'm listening to.
10th District, Ogden, serving North Lawndale, South Lawndale, and the Lower West Side. 11th District, Harrison, serving West Garfield Park, East Garfield Park, and the southern half of Humboldt Park.
Pretty descriptive of the location.
Stopped.
tells me that it stopped. Now, if this was on and active, it will have a little time elapsed. It tells you how long you have been on this feed and how long you have been listening to it. So I'll say, you know, if I look at back in about a minute, it'll say you've been listening to this over a minute.
496 listeners.
How many people are actively on this feed and listen to this particular scanner?
Information button.
All right. Now, the information, if you're interested more about the feed and the scanner, where it's being pulled from, you can double tap that and we'll have various information in there. It'll go in more in depth where the scanner feed is being pulled from if you're interested in, and also offer some other great details like what stream rate is at and things like that. Really, for me, I don't really go in this area. It doesn't really give me much what I need, but I guess for those that are really interested where they're pulling this from, you can find that out in this area.
Add to favorites button.
Here's the favorite button. As you heard before, obviously my Lee Summit Police and Fire, I put that as a favorite. So I just one finger double tap on that, and that will become your favorite.
Broadcastify.com.
Okay, so here is Broadcastify. This is the stream that it's pulling from.
Map button.
Gives you the map if you have any vision, so you can see where the location of the feed.
Alert settings button.
We have alert settings. So if you want to be alerted, if this particular feed is getting real popular, you can set a threshold, like when it goes over 400 people or whatever number that you want to set a threshold, it will alert you and tell you what is hot and what's going on. So if it's really active, the more active it is, more likely something is going on, and I just want to give you a heads up.
10 codes button.
There's a 10 code. If you're interested in understanding the 10 code, if you double tap that, it will present down below all the 10 codes. So the 10-4 means okay, confirm, and all the different lingos that they use within the scanner.
Remove ads.
There's another ad.
With Scanner Radio Pro. Volume mute button.
Okay, so obviously we're now in the media area here, so you have the option to mute.
Volume max button.
You can max out the volume or go to the particular volume settings itself.
Volume, 57%, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Self-explanatory, if you want to increase it, up and down.
Play button.
And here's the play button. I'm going to go ahead and let it play for a little bit so you can get a little sample of what you're going to expect. So let's go ahead and double tap this.
Play, stop button.
Citywide, we're going to first with the knife. First with the knife at 4314 West Maple, 4314 West Maple on the second floor for attorney. Call stated she asked her roommate's friend to leave the apartment. She's refusing and has taken off all her clothing and grabbed the screwdriver as a weapon. Nothing further on. It's going to be zone 10 clear. 15, did you copy that? Thank you. Depending on the board right now for the units in 11, if you're free and clear, let me know. We've got a suspicious person at 736 North Lawndale, 736 North Lawndale, past the time, and we also have a selling at Grand and Monticello, suspicious auto with occupants, 208 North Colon, a disturbance, 4314 West Maple, burglar report 1122, correction, 104 North Hamlin, and a vice at 500 South Costner with a music disturbance at the 3000 block of West Lexington, and a person wanted 2452 West Lexington. I'll pin you right now for the units in 11.
Stop.
I'll put a stop
play
to that. It's just, wow, I could not predict that something as great as this would happen. Somebody have taken all their clothes off and armed them with a screwdriver. Well, see, that is what the scanner entertainment is all about. So this is an example. Oh my goodness, I'll have to put that onto my favorite, because Chicago always has some wild stuff in there, which is, you know, my area doesn't get that much this excitement, but anyhow, you get the idea how that works. Now there are a little bit more here to show you. If you go to the right,
share feed button,
you can share this with a friend, say, hey, you gotta listen to this particular feed. Yeah, I should do that.
Sleep timer button.
And then lastly, we have the sleep timer. It's pretty self-explanatory. So if you are one of those that fall to sleep, that you only want to have this on for, say, I only want to hear this for the next 30 minutes, then I'll probably fall asleep, and it just turns itself off. So let's get out of here. So go to the top left.
Close button.
And double tap close. Now you have given pretty much the idea what this page is based on and how to use it. Now there's two more tabs to explore.
Alerts, tab 304.
There's the alerts. I'll double tap on that. I don't really use this myself, but if you are interested in this, this should show you the most recent alerts that is kind of breaking news, or if you're into this, you can be notified as well. So let's go to top here.
Selected. Live events. Button. 1 of 2.
Okay, so we have live events.
Listener alerts. Button. 2 of 2.
That's a listener alerts I was telling you. If it's rated by how many people are on it. So obviously if it's something active, it'll have a threshold of people on a scanner. It'll alert you.
Search. Button. Breaking news. Alert me of major events from Broadcastify.
Okay.
Breaking news. Alert me of major events from Broadcastify. Switch button. Off. Double tap the toggle setting.
Obviously, you can turn this on and off.
Past alerts.
And see what are past alerts. So there's nothing active right now.
Sedona Fire and EMS Dispatch. 2:25 p.m. Police/fire activity at Chase Bank and Village of Oak Creek. Stay clear of area. Incident wrapping up. SFD units being released. Multiple counties in Arizona. Public safety. 2 listeners.
So if that's in for you, so these are kind of the notifications that I'm talking about. These will pop up. If you're interested in hearing live events, this will allow you to listen into those moments when there is a breaking news.
Sedona Fire and EMS Dispatch. 1:50 p.m. Police/fire activity at Chase Bank and Village of Oak Creek. Stay clear of area. 179 closed at the Collective in Cortez. Verde Valley School Road closed. Multiple counties in Arizona. Public safety. 2 listeners.
We'll do it again.
Sedona Fire and EMS Dispatch. 1:43 p.m. Sedona Fire and EMS Dispatch. 1:40 p.m. Johnson County Sheriff and Fire Dispatch. 12:23 a.m. Shots fired at sheriff's deputies and state police from a man barricaded in his house. Johnson County, Arkansas. Public safety. 7 listeners.
So you give an idea what this is all about. And then lastly, down the bottom right.
Settings. Tab 404.
Towards the top on settings.
Settings. Heading.
And we're going to the right.
Theme selector.
Really, there's not much in here at all that I can suggest to you at all. There are theme colors.
Automatic dark mode enables the dark theme at night. Automatic dark mode enables the dark theme at night. Switch button off. Double tap the toggle setting.
Off.
Lock screen controls displays a player on the lock screen. Lock screen controls displays a player on the lock screen. Switch button off. Scanner Radio Pro.
This is the information. If you're interested in buying the Pro, there are some in-app purchases to remove certain things and give you some other new features.
Restore purchase. Help. Advanced. Open player page. Button.
And then we're down to the media player. By the way, the media player is immediately at the bottom, just left of the first tab on the bottom left. So in other words, at the bottom left.
Favorites. Tab. 1 of 4.
You have that tab there. And if I go left.
Chicago Police, Zone 10, Districts 10 and 11.
This will tell you the last or existing feed that you have open. And you can go ahead and automatically replay that if you want.
Play button.
As going back left, and we'll just hit play. Well, that is pretty much the coverage of the scanner radio. I hope this will find you of interest. If you are interested in this kind of a thing, give it a whirl. It's free. It's called Scanner Radio Police and Fire. That's the full title, but really you can just look for scanner radio. It should pop up that. So get it, install it, sit back and listen and enjoy entertainment when it presents it. But of course, when there's sad things and upsetting things, when other things occur, such as fire and other related crimes or health issue that comes along, you may hear in scanner. It is pretty cool. That is it. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.